Today we are coming to the second part of the Mahamahata seminar, where we want to discuss the practical implications of Mahamahata in our society. As I said before, this is kind of a new program to ISKCON, and we can see that it is new even by our own celebrated temple presidents who do not come to this seminar. It has not yet stroken into the minds. But nevertheless, we shall endeavor to make this a grand success. Yesterday we discussed the historical roots of this program, and today I want to give one example how to organize Mahamahata by using the service which the preachers in Germany do as a practical example. This program, as we will soon see, is a program for creative thought, and by no means Mahamahata preaching is exhausted by with my presentation. We will ask all preachers who participate in this seminar, and our temple presidents, our Sankirtan leaders, and those who have preaching programs, we will ask them to contribute after this presentation into what we can call a Mahamahata think tank. In this way I will profit from their experience. So what I want to present here now is the implementation of Mahamahata preaching in Germany. I will give also examples of different countries of which I know, because I did a few Mahamahata seminars in other countries, and I will also present their experience. Yesterday Priyavata Prabhu, he took the role of the antagonist and said, well, this is all Bengal, it cannot be implemented in Europe. And I answered by saying that Mahamahata preaching requires to understand certain principles, and once they have been understood, you can dress those principles into a dress, or into the local dress, so that it becomes acceptable. And in our the following presentation, I will present to you the German dress, the Italian dress, the Yugoslavian dress, the English dress, and another dress which I will remember when I'm coming to this. First of all, we have to understand our movement is completely dependent on Mahamahata preaching. We cannot accept that all people who appreciate the principles of Krishna consciousness join our movement. I've made one little offering to Prabhupada, actually, which I cannot say now because it's not yet, Prabhupada has not yet read it. So, in principle, Krishna consciousness can be understood by intelligent men, but if material attachments are great, then it is difficult. Tomorrow we want to explain how in the verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says even in every man is forced to act according to his nature, even an intelligent man. So we might spread Krishna consciousness with our literature, and those who read our books or a good percentage of them might understand what we have to say and even appreciate it. But if they are too materially attached, they won't be able to practice a renounced life of brahmachari or grihastha, living in the temple. So therefore we need to help those people, and you will soon see that this is a large majority of people we come in contact with. We will have to help those people who are too attached materially in order to join, in the sense we use this word as joining our temple and ashram life. It is the duty, and therefore Bhaktivinoda said, whenever a pure devotee takes birth somewhere, he will immediately organize this Namhatta. And we have seen Prabhupada making very giving ideas in a lot of his letters, and in his personal example, where he even initiated Namhati, so to say. That means devotees who were not living inside the temple but who were ready to accept the principles. He even said, when he heard that the Africans were too sinful to give up to follow the four regulative principles, which is a standard he required for temple life, he even said we should distribute to them little goni ties so that they would put them up in a shelf in their home and offer a stick of incense every day, praying to them, oh please give me all desirable things. In other words, the compassion of the pure devotee extends also to those who cannot live up to the required standard of temple life, which we must always keep as clean as possible, as strict as possible, this standard. So now when someone who is near to the concept of Namhatta hears about Namhatta, he usually thinks of Namhatta groups who regularly meet. You might remember yesterday we gave accounts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's visiting those Namhatta groups, and when it is known to some devotees that I'm doing Namhatta preaching, so when they meet me in different countries, they say immediately, how many Namhatta groups do you have in Germany? I will give the answer to this number, but I want to say that this is not the way to approach Namhatta preaching. Namhatta groups is one of the results which will come in natural course when you organize your preaching in the proper way, but it is not the starting point, nor is it something you will ask your friends of Lord Krishna. This is not the first thing you will ask them. The reasons will be given later. To organize Namhatta that means nothing more and nothing less than to reap the fruits of book distribution. And here in Stockholm, I suppose, reap the fruits of radio preaching, and in Germany it means reap the fruits of book distribution and preaching programs. In other words, Namhatta is a cultivation program for those contacts which we have acquired. So our first question which we want to put in today's seminar is how to gain such contacts, which we can cultivate to certain levels. I would say our first and foremost way to make contacts as a movement is by book distribution. Imagine, we have such a potential of contacting people. We have no movement, no spiritual movement in the world has such a potential. Of course, there are the Munis, but we don't consider them exactly spiritual, who do some street work, or the Jehovah's Witnesses. But we have such a, I mean, we have the Vedas, and we go out into mainstream society and make this highest spiritual knowledge available to one and all. I mean, this is outstanding. So therefore, our book distribution, sometimes is not, I would say, could be used more. We could add something more to it, which we have trained our devotees to do where I'm preaching. These devotees, they get the names of the most interested people, and they stay and they give those addresses to me. But now comes a new idea. We found out that if a devotee meets a person on the street and establishes a contact with him and then gives me the address and I'm phoning, this usually is not good, because the person immediately thinks, oh, now he is chasing, the Hare Krishnas are chasing their best dogs to get us. I have seen this. We encourage devotees to write the context they make a little letter. And we know Sankirtan devotees are not great letter writers, and they should also concentrate on their service. It's not that we want to distract them, by no means. We want to encourage them to increase their service by just writing a few notes. I remember our meeting as something very special, because this is how the Kami remembers the meeting. I met this luminous person, he came in my life, and he talked to me at a time I needed him. This is how a good contact remembers his meeting with a devotee. I myself was contacted on Sankirtan by Tamal Krishna Goswami when I was 14 years old. And he talked to me, and I was so impressed. At that time I was a child. When I would go into my sleep, I would always see his face rising in my dream and talking about something very extraordinary to me. This much I remember still. So do not underestimate when you meet a person who responds to the literature and takes. This person has been traveling through many species of life, and now Krishna allowed him to gather that agyata security of meeting you. And therefore, they usually are, for them, this is the most important point in their life. So, this is a direct address to the Sankirtan devotees amongst us. Please do not underestimate the potency of the person getting in contact with Prabhupada through you. And if it's a good contact, then you might have your few lines. I remember our contact as something very special. I'm very fond of it, and I'm just wondering if you could how you take it up from there. I have some suggestions how you could get more absorbed into spiritual life. Something like that. You have to see. And then you send him something which anyone who is interested can obtain from me later. We have made a contact letter. This contact letter is written by hand. It is improved, and it is always improving, hopefully, through the years as we gain more experience. And in this contact letter, we suggest the people how to milk Krishna consciousness. In other words, how to take full advantage. See, people sometimes do not know how they can associate with us. Sometimes there are accounts of people dying out of thirst, although they are dying next to a spring. They do not know, because the spring appears a little covered with grass, how to obtain the water from there. So we have to help people in telling them how they can come in contact with Lord Chaitanya's wonderful movement. And therefore, we have devised this letter. It says you can order a free book catalog, you can get informations on reincarnation, and you can get informations on vegetarian lifestyle cooking, and you can visit our temple for an introductory course in Krishna consciousness, if you want, I can show you our new improved letter. So, in other words, what I'm suggesting is not reply cards or anything, but a personal contact with the people, because our movement is highly personal, and it will remain highly personal, and our computers and our computerized systems can only be engaged by persons who understand the persons whom we meet. I'm, in other words, now criticizing bureaucratic preaching. I do not aim this criticism at special devotees. I have to explain myself, because you do not know me, nor do I know you. I'm sometimes making a little direct, so to give the impression. So now the next important way of getting addresses. I forgot to say, preachers who have dealt with the addresses of the book distributors have often seen that these addresses are really not as good as the book distributor described them to be. And they have become frustrated with those addresses. One reason is that many people who come and make contact with the book distributors, they see it's their chance in their lifetime, and they behave very nicely towards the book distributors. It is Krishna's mercy on them. And after that, they fall back into mediocre karmic life again, and are maybe not so interested. Another reason is that our book distributors are dealing with Maya every centimeter during the day, and they become extremely relieved when someone is even ready to listen to some or to be is prepared for some human interchange. So they are in there because they see these people by contrast to the ordinary kami. They overestimate the qualities of this person. These are two reasons. So in order to avoid that, we have to deal with people who are with so to say not so useful addresses, or addresses who are not yet ready to be further cultivated, it is good to write them this checkout letter, or to make a telephone call, or find out a little bit more about them. This is a tip to the preachers, because they might feel frustrated if they work with addresses which are not so interesting. Now, second point, we are discussing contact, and the first point was book distribution. The second point is letters to the temple, or telephone calls to the temple. Anyone who writes a letter to the temple is a very special person. Out of many, many people who have contact with us, someone who gets into the tapasya of finding a piece of paper and writing a few notes down on a piece. He's an extraordinary soul, because, believe it or not, most people are not accustomed to writing letters, at least not meaningful letters. I only wrote letters as a kami to say thank you for the Christmas gift and gifts, and I only did it with the reason to get more gifts next Christmas. You will be amazed. Most people's styles of letters is this. Or if they have madly fallen in love with someone, then they also get the ink together to write. But usually they don't write people whom they don't know. This is not their style. So someone who has written letters, I always found out these are the most important addresses for cultivation, and therefore I suggest that the devotee who does mail order works together with the devotee, with the preachers. This is very, very important, And my preaching in Germany, I'm the most devotees which we made from letters. Letter addresses. These are the best. Or telephone calls. Telephone calls, someone, a conditioned soul who phones the temple. I mean, immediately I'm prepared to pay my dandabats to such a person. Because it is as rare as someone who phones, Kami phoning the SOS, the Save Our Souls mission, but the police or so on, or someone who can help them. It shows they are really ready. Therefore, now I want to give a suggestion for the telephone calls. Often, when devotees pick up the phone, they say just, yeah, or hello, or they may not even say this, what do you want? They answer the phone. This is very bad, because any person who phones our temple, or phones anyone, will make his impression of the temp of the organization he phones, or the people, within the first 20 seconds. When he gets a nice vibration, so to say, he is very encouraged. And if he gets some, hello, or what do you want, he almost feels like, I have nothing to do with these people. So anyone of who picks up the phone should be very conscious when there is someone, he is phoning, even if he just wants to know where what is the telephone number of the Stockholm Center. We should be ready to serve him. Remember, by your care at the phone, you might help a conditioned soul to join our ranks and files once for all and return back to Godhead. So a suggestion would be to say immediately, hello, Krishna Medvetande, here's the International Society for Krishna Medvetande, can I help you? And then you hear what he has to say, oh yeah, and you are ready, and you don't think, oh, now I have to get someone, and I really don't want, I want the fruit, prasadam is coming up in 5 minutes, you know, and then you are highly uncooperative at this moment. No, but please consider, you might save or help save a conditioned soul at this moment. So, these were temple contacts which are made through letters and through telephone. You should have one person who is very nice in answering letters, preferably the preacher himself or the preachers in plural, who write these letters and answer them nice. It should be readable. They shouldn't have crooked handwriting, and they should know how to spell the words, that there are no mistakes, and the language should be pleasing and philosophical. And in telephone, every one of us should be nice. Another way of getting good contacts is through arranging programs. For those of you who are able to come, please honor our humble presentation on Friday in the museum and watch how we do these programs. Maybe we can give some inspirations to you. At the end of these programs, we hand out a handout where we say, thank you very much for coming to this program. You were a wonderful audience. We really would like to have your opinion on what we did. How did you like our program? Fantastics? Good? Mediocre? Disappointing? We have these things. Then, what did you like best? Föredrag, bhajan, music, and so on and so forth. Whatever you present, Utsukt Martin. Write your commentaries. And anyone who gives a public lecture, if he hears what commentaries the people give, it is very educative for his own lectures. You will be amazed. I mean, I learned a lot of, from these commentaries. It is a very nice criticism. And then, would you like to be invited back? And then please give your address. And we get very, very nice addresses from there. And by reading their commentaries, we understand how far they are and how we can cultivate them further on. And they like to write something. Oh, my opinion is deemed to be important. Let me write something. So this is a very nice technique. And I think if preachers consider programs in this light, consider these possibilities a program give, they might become more enthusiastic to make programs. So then I have a fifth part. Fourth part. I would recommend those of you, maybe not everyone, to look a little around. Sometimes you hear from someone, oh, did you know this celebrity is very interested in Krishna consciousness? I once read something about Georg Thomalla, who said, I believed all my life in God. And immediately I thought, well, let me send him a Bhagavad Gita and see if he is true to his word. And from this, a wonderful contact developed. He is the most famous actor in Germany of the old generation, and he knows everyone in Germany, the chancellor, and I mean he knows everyone and everyone knows him. So he has, by the potency of Prabhupada's books, has come to the stage where he chants 16 rounds and where he is not afraid in public to say that the only means in this Kali Yuga is chanting the holy name, chanting the whole. There's no other way, there's no other. No. I just read an interview and we couldn't feel but feel, help but feel extremely affectionate towards him because he is not afraid. And in Germany to say such a thing means you are... they might throw tomatoes at you at your next performance. We looked and Nina Hagen said something, and now she has developed, she has made a long playing record, and she chants Hare Krishna with me. I just said to her, listen, if you are worse for anything, you have to put some mantras on your records. And I gave her mantras, wrote them down, and sang those mantras to her. So she made a recording where you will find everything. Om Namo Narasingaya. Om, and Om Namo Narayana Jagannatha Swami Nayara Pab Gami Goni Thai Ki Jai. And everything, you know. And then... she took the voice of chanting Hare Krishna, but I chanted on a tape and put it on the record, and now I have become a pop star. So she distributes also books. Whenever she meets devotees, she gives lots of donations. And these are a few examples. More could be added. Komodaki became a... this is a fully initiated devotee who is still doing active acting or performance. She's so famous when she is sometimes asked to cut a ribbon for a new swimming hall or something. Whenever she does it, she gets 10,000 marks and gives them for preaching. So this is something I think which preachers can utilize in their service, and they could watch a little out and in this way get to the famous people. Sometimes it's good if you go to a famous person through another famous person. We are just now contacting someone who is so rich. She and her husband owns half of... one-eighth of Germany, this is Bavaria, tun and taxes, and they are counts, and we go through another count which we have cultivated, who hears Prabhupada's tapes. So just by watching a little, you get to these wonderful people, and extraordinary people. And you get an access to Lakshmi, and you get an access to fun, because it is no doubt very enlivening to the devotees when you hear all of a sudden, Olaf Palmer, I think was his name, chanting Hare Krishna. It would be very inspiring for all the devotees, including the Gurukul kids. Therefore, we are a revolutionary movement, and we should go to these people, and you will be amazed. They are suffering sometimes more than ordinary people, and therefore they take to Krishna consciousness even faster than ordinary people. You will be amazed. Sometimes one thinks, oh no, they are unapproachable. It is not a fact. If you are just your natural self, they are highly amazed by a devotee, and they think he's the most extraordinary person I ever met. So, good. So, the next part of our talk will be how to maintain your contacts. This is this is the key to Namhatta preaching, how to maintain someone in Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't be like Alexander the Great, who conquered Middle Asia and just went over it, and when he was over it, the people were back on their own feet again. He didn't colonize, I think it's the word, and didn't make any cultural infiltration, so they remained the way they were. This is not what we should do. We should contact those addresses and then maintain them. Now, there are several ideas and programs, maintenance programs, where I can just tell you what we do. We have one devotee who is in charge for all the preachers who work under him. That means he gets to know the people here, and by his experience he knows what kind of people would be good to contact them, and then the preaching parties contact them. There are, for instance, we have preachers who are very intellectual, we have preachers who are very down to earth. Not that the intellectual is not down to earth, but they are more for, I didn't want to say simple-minded people, but I have to say it to make it clear. And we have, of course, a party who takes care of women, so that the brahmacharis, that this doesn't become a burden for them. Because you will see sooner, it's best if the same devotees take care of the same people and gradually nourish them in spiritual life. Now, one way of nourishing them is a visit to their home. Sometimes we think it is only good if we go to them, if they come to us. We might say the thirsty comes to the well, not the well comes to the thirsty. But actually, there is a wonderful benefit in coming to their home. See, they are in their own environment. Nothing to hide. They have to be honest, and they feel like being honest because it is their own situation. You are their guest. So they are usually they feel at home. Of course, they are highly nervous when they expect the preacher to come. They prepare, they all react in a act out their nervousness in a special way, so you have to be very tolerant when they open the door and feel very excited when they see you. And then you feel, how do they, where are they at in spiritual life? And then once you have let them talk for a while, or find out by questions, if they are, for instance, vegetarian, or if they have read different literatures, and then you know where they are, and then you address them. In other words, you do not preach at a person, but you preach to a person to elevate him from the stage where he is at. So then you should know a potent visit. You should leave as much Krishna at the home as possible. So therefore, I always present a poster as a gift, and I look where the best place to put it. And then I always try to sell them books as much as I can. I'm not so good as many as of you are, but I'm trying. And sometimes when I see, if I say, now give some Lakshmi for this book, sometimes because they think it is a friendly relationship, I say to them, no, I have one book, I will borrow this to you. You can read it and then send it back to me. In other words, I'm making the friendship that it is something like a friendship. Then you should, but do not do too much to the person. If you feel your presence and your intensity, which you have as a devotee, is getting too much, you have to move like the avaduta who is veiled. You have to appear sometimes a little ordinary. Understandable from their level of understanding. Never behave ordinary. This is not good. Whilst you visit him, keep an internal list about your prospect's progress. In other words, now he has read the book. Let me ask him a question about the book. Now he is becoming a little warmer. Now I will be heavy and tell him, don't drink alcohol anymore. You have to really, in preaching to a person, you really have to feel when to be lenient and when to help him by being strong and corrective to him. So maintaining is not just talking, but maintenance, let us please understand that the best way to maintain a person is to connect him to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And the way we do this is by inspiring him to read the books, by reading maybe the books with him, or talking from the books. This is very fascinatingly interested in Bhagavad Gita. You must read the ending part of the 14th chapter where Krishna explains how not to be schizophrenic in your spiritual life, you know. And in other words, you make it very interesting to them. And then you have to connect him to the holy name. Don't let us not forget, we are salesmen of the holy name. Our ultimate goal is to make them chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. We have to introduce the holy name either by making musical kirtans for the presentation. I always say when they are a little shy, we have our instruments in the car. We can make a little home concert for you. And then they like it. But if you say, we want to show you the religious process for the age so that you stop being a kami, this won't work. I'm exaggerating, obviously, but you have to make it tasteful. Always make your presentation as something tasteful, never as something preachy or overwhelming. Always say something very tasteful. Oh, this book, it is... I read this book, and I can tell you, Hermann Hesse read the book, and we both thought there's nothing more extraordinary to read. Like this, not you must read this book to be a religious person. And also make it all this very, because see, sometimes we as devotees, we know we live in a different universe of feeling and tastes, although we live from the outward vision in the same universe. We actually live in the Krishna universe, and we live in the Krishna family, so we are very different to them. And sometimes a devotee doesn't really know how to cross this difference which is there between you and the kami. You can do it by appearing very enthusiastic and making it very easy for people. For instance, when you want to introduce that you want to now do kirtan and purify the atmosphere in the house, you say, we will just make a home concert. And then immediately they say, wow, I have this music. And sometimes I say, I have traveled through so many stages in my life. Now your home becomes the stage and you are on it. And then this becomes very nice. I mean, sometimes people are very intellectual and serious. Then you say, we give a little demonstration of sound vibration. In other words, just see where he is at and be always aware that you have to come into his universe so that he can appreciate, and therefore you have to find a language for his ears, for his understanding. Then, I said the maintenance is there if we connect people to the books of Srila Prabhupada and to the holy name, the japa. Now, another way of maintenance is by letting them do some service for Krishna. See what they like. One very easy way to engage people is to ask them to translate something for Krishna's world, or for something. Because by translating, they are in touch with the philosophy. Another way is something which I often do is I ask them to cut our pictures and put them onto paper, and this makes a wonderful, most wonderful folding postcards. You can get pictures from our Srinivas Prabhu, and then they can cut it and post it somewhere. Some way, somehow engage them in Krishna service. Or if you know they are very attached to something like rock and roll music, ask them, please find out if there is some music which might be interesting for our multivision show. Just or make photos of something, or just get them into service. Now, the best service for their spiritual life, we found out, is encouraging them to give Krishna consciousness to their friends. This is best for them, because then they really have to prepare themselves, and it helps them to identify with Krishna, with a spiritual person. You can ask them to buy some books and donate them to your friends, and or talk with your friends, and so on and so forth. And second of all, this is one of the potencies of Namhatta. By using the Namhatta context, we can double and triple our preaching. Yes, we can at least enlarge our preaching. Let us not be over enthusiastic. So then another service we found out for people is that you ask them to give Lakshmi. We have wonderful experiences. We get our Heidelberg temple gets every month, I think it's 4,000 marks now, and it's steadily increasing by people who have joined what we call der Freundeskreis, the circle of friends. We have printed a simple brochure. It looks nice, and it says you can, by giving 50 marks or 100 marks to the Freundeskreis, you get the pleasure. What we do is we give them lecture tapes or music tapes and Utsakt Vegetarisken Martin. we give them once a month we give them cookies or something, and they stay in touch and they feel very happy. Then we also give them, then it is so easy. With this simple program, you can make so much money. I'm talking now to the temple presidents who always think about this aspect and have to think about it. I'm not criticizing. Or to the preachers. And they like to give it, and because it they become very close to the devotees. Because I do not know if you have this talk, if you have this word in Sweden. Swedish, wo dein Geld hingeht, da geht dein Herz hin. Where your money goes, your heart goes. This is a human experience. Another thing you can ask them to do is they can arrange programs for you. Now, to sum it up, the most important point in maintenance, and that which you want to get as soon as possible, is to get them connected to Shravanam and Kirtanam, because this is the most essential devotional service in amongst all the nine processes of devotional services. And our life, spiritual life, stands with Shravanam and Kirtanam, and their spiritual life will begin, will be maintained, and at the time of death they will also do Shravanam, Kirtanam. This is what we really have to offer. One time there was a person who was mentally deranged, and he asked Prabhupada to help him. And Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. And the person said, no, something more for my case. And Prabhupada said, please chant Hare Krishna. This is all I have to give. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, of course, there's nothing more to be had in the 14th verse than the holy name. So we want to connect them as soon as possible to this. Now, we are approaching the end. It might be that we won't be able to have this discussion today, but then we have a tomorrow. You see, that's all right in a way, because I just have to say one more thing. Forming sanghas or meeting places of people, and then I'm actually I've exhausted my presentation. I hope I have some more things to say when you put your pointed questions, then I can speak. Yes, then I will speak more out of my practice, own practice of Namhata preaching. So, forming sanghas. This is, of course, something which we very much want. That people come together and hear together, because the process for this age is Shankirtan, singing together the holy names, a meeting together. Since in Kali Yuga we are very weak and people are very weak, it's good to have some sangha. However, there are obstacles. Here I would say Priyavata's comment yesterday, I can agree a little bit, because it is so difficult for people to come together and not quarrel. Because the greatest qualification of people is quarreling. I mean, we had the most beautiful sanghas breaking apart because one, you know, married lady was making politics, since the other boy, there is one boy who can preach very nicely. Not preach nicely, he's educated and he can read from the books, and she thought her husband should read and explain it, because he is the most important person in the universe. Because he, ultimately, the reason is she is married to not an insignificant person, because she's not insignificant at all, but indeed very important. Why doesn't the world recognize it? So we had sanghas breaking apart because we found out that the two main guys were homosexuals, and they had homosexual quarrels with knife cutting and all, in the midst of the Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan meeting. It's a fallen age. Even amongst civilized people, we found out that Kali is also there, very much in the amongst the intellectuals and so on and so forth, with the subtle contaminations. So I would suggest, in my experience, I'm sitting here bleeding from 100 bad experiences in my body. Don't be overly enthusiastic to form sanghas or recommend people. Why don't you meet? It is so easy. You read from the books, you chant, you cook some utsakt, vegetalist kamatan, and offer it to Krishna, and have a nice party in Krishna consciousness. I mean, the most wildest things can happen at those meetings. So my recommendation is, first of all, make someone very enthusiastic and mature, and then he can be evolve a natural leader, and then you have meetings where you invite candidates to Krishna consciousness and you introduce him to this quite advanced person, and then it goes on, then you have a natural leader. This is very important. Look for a leader before forming the Sangha. Sangha means meeting places together. We found out something very nice, which I want to throw into the audience. Since we have not so many temple presidents, I will I want to ask you, please contact your temple president and talk about this revolutionary idea. We found out that our grihasthas in Krishna consciousness, I know I will now say something very extraordinary. Please hear that when you quote me, this will be controversial, you quote me correct and not in a construed way. So everyone be awake. I often found that our grihasthas, that moving into the grihastha ashram means a step into independence. And I personally think our grihasthas should also take the pleasures of this independence by organizing a preaching center. I say this because I feel this in my heart. This is a very great concern to me. I saw in Germany that devotees who become grihasthas and they continue to live like brahmacharis and brahmacharinis, only the most advanced people, devotees, can do it. It is some who want to have more privacy, they can have, I would say, in discussion with the temple president and the regional council, if there are grihasthas like this, my suggestion is let them come and make a little preaching center. Our experience is they turn out most wonderful by doing this. So when it comes to Namhatta preaching, we have made wonderful experience with married couples who are preaching outside and who gradually evolve into a grown temple. There was, I can give two examples for two models. One is Rudra Prabhu and his wife Kansa. Those of you who know them, very nice devotees, intelligent, they have life, and they lived in the temple. And there was always some feeling of dissatisfaction, not because they were Maya or something, but just due to the nature of having to accept always the temple authorities, and we must always keep this, that the temple authorities are really authorities. And then we suggested to them, why don't you go to Flensburg? And they made an incredible center there. It has a farm, they have a shop, they have a city temple where they do every Sunday fest. People join there, Now Rudra Prabhu has people joined him, they distribute books. It is wonderful and very pleasing to Sri Vishnupad. He comes and visits them. He is now there, and he just left, in fact. Yesterday he left them. He stayed there for a few days. So we will open another center like this in Cologne now. Redai and Danu are doing something in Freiburg and Stuttgart simultaneously. And this is such a boon for the preaching. It is so wonderful. And also you can bring up householders. Like in Nuremberg, the site of the Nuremberg trials, we have another very important center. It is Joachim and his wife. They are, he is a homeopathic doctor, and people meet there, and very nice people. One is a countess who comes there. A few people join from there. And wonderful, as soon as I think of this center, they have their own radio programs going on, nowhere else in Germany but in this Navajo center. Now they have joined. Now they have been initiated. Their names is Gora Chandra Prabhu and Bhakti Devi. And now they have joined the temple. It is because they had problems with illicit sex life. Don't tell us. I'm always so open. I have to, don't tell it, please. But now they will come over this problem in the Association of Devotees, and then they will open a new temple with renewed enthusiasm. Because these are Namhatis who are back to Godhead candidates, and they of course want to be, they want to give up the golden chain to material existence, which is this torture called illicit sex life. Yes, so this is a thing which I want to throw into the assembly of the Vaishnavas. I think Grihastas should do this, and if they want, if they have the feeling and the life to do this, and become successful in their preaching. So we want to end here. What is the next seminar? The six Goswamis, Simita Krishna Maharaj. So I do not think I should take questions. Can someone just see Priyavata Prabhu, if he is ready to come? If not, then we could continue, or we can ask, let us first see what is the situation. Is there maybe one question to all this?
Regarding the last point.
Yeah. Inviting people for dinner and prasadam. Plus, if you go to think of it, it is a step towards independence, the Grihastha ashram. So why shouldn't we do it? If we are brahmachari, if we make this step, why shouldn't we 100% brahmachari, take everything, follow every order of our spiritual master, sold out to him, to his every wish, like that. By following one's ashram, one can definitely become successful in his own life. I know it is, please think of it. Give it a good thought, a strong thought. We can expand like anything. These are trained devotees. And before they start quarreling, oh, the temple president doesn't give me enough money for for the diapers of my children. This lady drank away all my milk, you know, which I need to give to my baby. and so on, before it comes on this level. Problems which happen when you have an independent situation, but you are very dependent on an arrangement. Before we come down with our consciousness on this level, which is often the case, in our temples, that Grihastha just feels so depressed, and then, actually, I don't want to get into a whole psychological description of this, but it is definitely a point. It is not some talk. It is definitely a thing. Before it comes there, let them be in a situation like that where they will be protected by Mahaprabhu and do something wonderful with their life. Inviting people and so on, preaching to people. Then you also don't have the desire to get so many children, because you preach to so many people and take care of so many people. Who can hide the brahmachari in me? Sometimes I have to make such statements, sorry. But I feel this is true. I've seen it with our Grihastha. Yes. What is with Smita Krishna Maharaj? No, this is not a good messenger who leaves altogether and brings no information. So yes, please. Yes. 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 So it is confirmed. Why a Grihastha? Vegavan Prabhu, who has lots of experience in Krishna consciousness, and he is now preaching so wonderful and brings so many people to Krishna consciousness. Yes, it is confirmed. And by a renunciant departure. So it must be auspicious, this idea. Yes? What do you think, dear Shanta Prabhu? Yeah? Good. Yes, please, Ajamita Prabhu. Yes.
And that was striking me that how it says the Brahmacharya is even said to Grihastha. But then if the Grihastha is a consequence, then it makes all sense. And also that the Grihastha is supposed to give to the Brahmacharya what they need, but then also it
makes sense. Yeah. How does that work? Yeah. So you also think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. It is a very auspicious, this idea. Yes. Yes, yeah, Shanta Prabhu.
I'd like to say that one step further.
Really?
Not only the Rihastha, but also the Brahmacharya. Because that is also a situation sometimes in the country, that the Brahmacharya really comes out of his favor.
Yeah.
He wants to get out of the world, the wide world, and his own.
Yeah. Guru Prabhu, yes, Guru Prabhu, yes. Oh, so many. Yes, it is the old style, as Vegavan Prabhu was saying. Jayapataka Maharaj also told me once that in the Prabhupada's mood was, as soon as someone was a little trained up, he would send him out somewhere and start a temple, Grihastha or Brahmachari. However, I'm stressing especially not to take any thing from your point, but I'm stressed especially the Grihastha, because usually Brahmacharis are on book distribution, and in our zone, and this is, as we all know and have heard over, it is a very, very nice way to spread Krishna consciousness. It is the best way. So if someone is on book distribution, he should by all means remain on book distribution, knowing that this is the service where he pleases his spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada the most. However, if you feel you cannot, you are not satisfied with book distribution for so many reasons, don't feel you have become an outcast by saying it. This is natural, and if it is a situation, then please tell it to your temple president, and you might pick up this idea which found the appreciation of the Vaishnavas, that they start something. We did this. See, in Germany we have the tendency to think either black or either white. So we thought book distribution, I mean, some devotees thought if I'm not on book distribution, then I might hang myself. Yes, this is the German tendency. All or nothing. We took great care, and there was one devotee, and I saw he was feeling like that. And he was having difficulties. He's a very good devotee, so much potency as Adishesh Prabhu, you might know him from the list. And I just took the freedom. I said to him, Adishesh Prabhu, be an honest person, you are fried. Come with me. Then he went for training, and now he has his own party. Now he goes to congresses and delivers lectures there. Wonderful preacher. He is very happy in this now, and he, his spiritual master gave him full blessings. Not that Vishnupad doesn't give his blessing. I saw the letter, he gave him full blessing. Yes, make this your only goal in life, to bring conditioned souls to Krishna consciousness. And he might later start a temple, this depends on the country situation. In Germany, preaching parties are very effective, and for temples, grihasthas are very effective, but this may differ from place to place. Yes, so everyone likes the idea. Any questions? Sadie. You mean the preaching centers, how they should have a relationship to the temple, yeah, in order to be encouraged and so on?
Controlled.
Acha. Yes, Sedi, his name is actually Chedi. You spell it Chedi. He has already a Sanskrit name before he joined. He's speaking of one Grihastha who leads a cultural center in Zurich. Now, at one time, when he started, he was considered to be a fallen renegade because he did not serve in the temple and the temple arrangement. That was in the early days. And then he didn't have any support, and it was also difficult for the people who came in contact with him I remember the temple president at that time, he's no longer a temple president. He said, they are useless who come in contact with this Govinda center. But it turned out that all the devotees in Switzerland came from Govinda. That's cultural, what is it? Govinda's Kulturzentrum, yes, Govinda's cultural center. And now this philosophy cannot be maintained. It is defeated by practical statement. I was witnessing how it was going on, and I always gave my full support because this is my service. I feel a temple should know what a temple needs. See, we are always too short of man, and we are always too short of money. This is a constant situation. And it will always remain so, and I think it is good that it is like this, because we want to do something extraordinary for Prabhupada, where we need man and where we need Lakshmi. From where does this man come? It's not that you can always rearrange your old devotees. Sometimes you have to give an old devotee some leeway to do what he wants. This is the natural feeling of human beings when they grow older. So we have to instill, we have to get new devotees, and these new devotees come from preaching. Also, you can convince the temple president, listen, what we are doing is good for you because you give so much Lakshmi. Just now we received in Germany a donation of 300,000 Deutschmarks, which we gave to the temple. We said, I have always told you it is profitable for you to support me. I'm in good terms with Vishwadeva Prabhu, who is my temple president. But we joke as friends do. The temple, you can convince them with such arguments. I was in Zurich, and there was a discussion about this Govinda's cultural center, and I said to them, from there everything you need comes. So why do you fight your best friend? Your source of men and money. And they were shocked because I'm a little open on it. But they had to accept the argument because this is the situation. But in the family we can discuss open and freely, there's no harm. This is the relationship. They should support them as much as possible because they will get everything they need from these preaching. We are a preaching movement. This is how we live. We live by preaching. We spread by preaching. This is our way. You can't drive a movement. This movement was made like this. It was made like a benzene car. You have to put benzene in the car to let it so that it runs. You can't think, well, diesel is cheaper. Let me put diesel in my benzene car. Then you won't get anywhere. So our movement is a preaching movement. We don't want sleeping members, we want preaching members. This is very poetic, and the author of this is Srila Prabhupada. It is in his first, when he wrote about, in the first letters he wrote in League of Devotees, he wrote, we don't want sleeping members, we want preaching members. So wonderfully praised. And every devotee, if he is situated at the right place, he can preach. Like, for instance, the best example, Harishchandra Prabhu. Harishchandra Prabhu, when I met him in a couple of weeks ago, he preached to me about farming, about the essential need, and he converted me. Having this department so lively and being such a nice, lively Vaishnav, certainly he is preaching. He's a preaching member, not a sleeping member. So everyone can show, if he is rightly placed, he will take up preaching in some sort of ways. And he's doing, Harishchandra Prabhu is inviting people to come and meet the devotees. So now, I think we should end our discussion here and continue tomorrow. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.